These rules on deferred tax, though, are in disagreement with the conceptual framework, because if you think about it, we're bringing in, let's say the company has more income than the tax man, then we bring in a deferred tax because we know there's going to be a liability in the future, but there is no present obligation. The liability is in the future. At the moment, the tax man hasn't asked for it. So we're bringing in a liability without an obligation, and that goes against the conceptual framework. Think of, for example, the revaluation of land that we're not planning on selling at all. We revalue land, so that's more income, more asset. So we would bring in a deferred tax liability, and yet that liability will never be expected to be paid because we're not planning on selling it. So here's one where IAS 12, the rules on tax, differ completely to the conceptual framework.